Chapter 11, Meeting Fanaticism. From Topsom, we returned to Portland and found there quite a number of our faith from the East. Among them were the very fanatics to whom I had borne my testimony at Exeter, declaring that it was not their duty to visit Portland. Some of these persons had laid aside reason and judgment. They trusted every impression of their excitable and overwrought minds. Their demonstrative exercises, which they claimed were the result of the working of the Spirit of God, were unworthy of their exalted profession. My heart ached for God's people. Must they be deceived and led away by this false enthusiasm? I faithfully pronounced the warnings given me of the Lord, but they seemed to have little effect, except to make these persons of extreme views jealous of me. There were some who professed great humility and advocated creeping on the floor like children, as an evidence of their humility. They claim that the words of Christ in Matthew 18, verse 1-6, must have a literal fulfillment at this period, when they were looking for their Savior to return. They would creep around their houses, on the street, over bridges, and in the church itself. I told them plainly that this was not required, that the humility which God looked for in His people was to be shown by a Christ-like life, not by creeping on the floor. All spiritual things are to be treated with sacred dignity. Humility and meekness are in accordance with the life of Christ, but they are to be shown in a dignified way. An old gentleman, who had heard me speak, made a request for an interview with me. During our talk, he said, "Miss Harmon, do you advocate the creeping position?" I said, "I do not. I have plainly stated that this action is a dishonor to God. A Christian reveals true humility by showing the gentleness of Christ, by being always ready to help others, by speaking kind words and performing unselfish acts, which elevate and ennoble the most sacred message that has come to our world." During this interview, a sister whom I loved as a Christian came into the room on her knees. Said the old gentleman in clear, distinct tones, "If man was made to walk erect, the serpent made to crawl. Why imitate the odious thing that introduced the fall?" The false impressions of these fanatics might have turned me from my duty, had not the Lord previously shown me where to go and what to do. Although so young and inexperienced, I was preserved from falling into the snare of the enemy, through the mercy of God, in giving me special instructions whom to fear and whom to trust. Had it not been for this protection, I now see many times when I might have been led from the path of duty. Instruction: whom to trust. On this occasion, a talented minister came to me and said he would accompany me to Portsmouth, for he wanted my message to be given there. He was one of those who were indulging fanatical fancies, and I had been warned to be afraid of all such ones. I told him that I could not go with him. I had been instructed that men would come to me, urging that I should go with them to this place and that place, but that I was not to go. At the same time, it was presented to me that I could trust Elder James White, that he would guard me, and that with him I would be in no danger.